Revelation 2.
Revelation 2 verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Ephesus, one of the main harbors and cities of the Roman province of Asia. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write. Unlike the reference of the location Ephesus in Revelation 1 verse 11, this Greek word Ephesus means a native or inhabitant of Ephesus, an Ephesian. The Greek word for angel means messenger, therefore based on the context it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. This is the leader of the church of Ephesus. Yeshua refers to him as the messenger and not the leader, because one is the leader, that is Christ. He that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Yeshua holds the seven church messengers' seven stars in his right hand. The messengers belong to him, and his right hand is to remind the messenger of the support and favor he is receiving from Yeshua, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. The candlesticks are actually lampstands, and they represent specific ministries, churches. Yeshua walks in the middle of the seven churches, therefore he is fully aware of the state of the churches, Revelation 2 verse 2, Matt 18 20, and will hold the messenger accountable for the behavior of the church in Ephesus.
Revelation 2 verse 2. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars.
Because Yeshua walks in the midst of the churches, he is aware of their state. Yeshua knows the messenger's activities, excessive effort, and patience by the fact that he is enduring suffering for his name. Similar to the messenger of Thyatira church, except for excessive effort versus love and serving. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil. The messenger does not tolerate nor have any sympathy for those in the church that are evil. His response to those who practice evil is possibly similar to how Paul dealt with them. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. An apostle is one who is an ambassador of Christ, one who is sent directly by the Lord to a group of people. The messenger tested those who say they are apostles with the word of God and what they believe about Yeshua. This Greek word test is most times translated tempt, therefore the messenger is tempting them to see if they are apostles, but finds out they are deceivers.
Revelation 2 verse 3. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted.
The word name means who they are, their mission. The mission is in the name. Yeshua's name means YHWH sets free, from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Yeshua reiterates and elaborates on what he just said. The messenger has carried the load, has patience, and has labored for Yeshua's purpose. He has not been worn out, has not grown wearied. Side note, other examples where the name is the assignment, Abraham's name means father of many nations, Israel means persisted with God and with mankind and has prevailed.
Revelation 2 verse 4. Nevertheless I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
Yeshua states that even though some things the messenger does are good, he has an offense against the messenger. Because thou hast left thy first love. We love God because he first loved us. The messenger is doing all the right works but has already departed from his first love, who is God. This means the messenger is no longer motivated to know more about God and listen to him as first loves are to do. Therefore the messenger has probably stopped the first works, such as getting to know God, doing what he says and spending time with him. Side note, to the reader, have you lost your first love?
Revelation 2 verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
The Greek word from whence means from the source. The messenger has departed from the source, his first love, who is God. First thing he needs to do is acknowledge he has fallen from his first love. then needs to change his mind and actively do the first works of one who is in love. First works include getting to know God, doing what he says and spending time with him. Else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. The lampstand represents a church. If the messenger does not respond immediately by changing his mind, then Yeshua will move the church that the messenger oversees, from its place. The Greek word remove means to move, put in motion, and does not necessarily mean remove. Therefore Yeshua will either give the church to another messenger, or stir up the church to come against the messenger, or move the church location to another city.
Revelation 2 verse 6. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
Yeshua encourages the messenger by aligning with the messenger that he also hates the works of Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans taught freedom to do whatever benefits them, whatever is right in their own eyes. They did not follow God's law. They were free to do whatever and not bound to be righteous as Paul taught. Therefore coveting was encouraged. The early church messengers Irenaeus, Tertullian and Clement of Alexandria spoke about the Nicolaitans. Tertullian mentions that they focus on maintenance of lust and luxury. Clement says, they abandoning themselves to pleasure like goats, as if insulting the body, lead a life of self-indulgence. Not knowing that the body is wasted, being by nature subject to dissolution, while their soul is buffed in the mire of vice, following as they do the teaching of pleasure itself, not of the apostolic man. Side note, Paul had warned the elders at Ephesus 30 to 40 years earlier about these wolves, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Then he leaves them an example of himself as opposed to the fruit of these wolves, I have coveted no man's silver, or gold, or apparel.
Revelation 2 verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This Greek word for hear is more intentional hearing, such as listening in order to do. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit. He works in the churches to help them. Holy Spirit helps, prepares and conforms them, Rom 8:26, John 14 verse 26, John 16 verses 15 to 16, enabling them to keep his commandments so that they have the right to enter the New Jerusalem to eat from the tree of life. A church is a gathering of Yeshua's believers, also known as the Church of God. A minimum of two believers gathered together constitutes as a church. They can meet in a house, in the city, and believers collectively are known as his church, his body. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To him that overcomes refers to doing it until the end of their physical lives, death. Those who overcome this life will receive a certain reward and inherit all things. Unlike Adam, who was separated from his first love and thereby was not allowed to eat from tree of life, Gen 3:24, Yeshua promises to give those who return to their first love to eat from the tree of life, which is in the middle of the paradise of God. Paradise is in heaven but will be on the new earth, in the new Jerusalem.
Revelation 2 verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead, and is alive.
Smyrna, this is a city of Asia Minor, 60 to 70 kilometers northwest of Ephesus, located on the Aegean Sea. Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write. This Greek word Smyrna means a native or inhabitant of Smyrna. The Greek word for angel means messenger, therefore based on the context it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. This is the leader of the church of Smyrna. Yeshua refers to him as the messenger and not the leader, because one is the leader, which is Christ. These things saith the first and the last, which was dead, and is alive. The first and the last is Yeshua's unique signature in Revelation. This statement signifies that all the answers are found through Yeshua. He was dead and is alive forevermore, proving he means what he says. For example, Yeshua said that he would go to Jerusalem, suffer many things by the leaders, be killed and be raised again the third day. This is exactly what happened, witnessed by many, so therefore he is a faithful witness of his death and resurrection. He is the first begotten of the dead.
Revelation 2 verse 9. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
I know thy works, and tribulation. Because Yeshua is the first and the last, he is aware of their state. Yeshua knows the messenger's activities and that he is experiencing personal suffering caused by others, tribulation. Tribulation is part of the Christian life for our development. And poverty. This Greek word for poverty means physically in want and feeling helpless. Yeshua knows of the messenger's physical needs, but Yeshua affirms that he is rich. This is referring to the messenger's heavenly position. He is seated with Christ in the heavenlies and laying treasures in heaven. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Similar to the church in Philadelphia. These who say they are Jews blaspheme. Blasphemy means portraying attributes that belong to God alone, like being all-knowing and requiring worship. These people who have come to the messenger say they are Jews, therefore implying they know the way of salvation as it has been given to them and the messenger needs to listen to them. Yeshua tells the messenger they are not Jews but are the synagogue of Satan. Satan means opposer, adversary, thief, specifically towards God's plan. Therefore the synagogue of Satan is a gathering of adversaries against God's plan motivated by Satan. Side note, the name Jew is derived from Patriarch Judah, originally inhabitants of Judah. This was after Israel split into the kingdoms of Judah and Israel. Later in the first century, the term was used for Israelites, but more specifically those who know that Jerusalem is the holy city of God and know God whom they worship. Paul adds that a Jew is not one outwardly, because they are circumcised, or because they are born a Jew, but that being a Jew is inwardly from the heart.
Revelation 2 verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. The messenger is forewarned not to fear anything that he is about to suffer, therefore there will be more than one area in which he will be attacked. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Devil means false accuser, tempter, slanderer. The word of you is plural you, therefore it includes the messenger and those the messenger is disciplining. The devil working through people will falsely accuse those of the messenger, they will be thrown with force into prison that they may be tried. This Greek word tried is most times translated tempt. In this case, they are being tempted away from their life in Christ, to denounce Christ. Ye shall have tribulation 10 days, be thou faithful unto death. The messenger and those of the messenger will experience suffering caused by others. The suffering will be so severe that it will cause death. Faithful means one who trusts until the end, knowing it will come to pass. The messenger is to remain faithful even unto death, as he is to lead by example. This could feel like everlasting suffering, but they are to know that it will specifically last 10 days. Counting down the days will encourage them. I will give thee a crown of life. Yeshua will give the messenger a crown of life. This is a specific promise to those who love Yeshua and endure temptation.
Revelation 2 verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This Greek word for hear is more intentional hearing, such as listen in order to do. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit as he works in the churches to help them. Holy Spirit helps, prepares and conforms them to Yeshua, enabling them to keep his commandments so that they have the right to enter the New Jerusalem to eat from the tree of life. A church is a gathering of Yeshua's believers, also known as the Church of God. A minimum of two believers gathered together constitutes as a church. They can meet in a house, in the city, and believers collectively are known as His church, His body. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. He that overcomes refers to doing it until the end of their physical lives. Those who overcome this life will receive a certain reward, inherit all things, and not be hurt by the second death. The first death is of the physical bodily death, and the second death is the death of the soul in the lake of fire.
Revelation 2 verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges.
Pergamos, Pergamum. This is a city of Asia Minor, in the northwest region called Mysia. This is about 5 kilometers north of the river Caucasus and 30 kilometers from the sea. To the angel of the church in Pergamos write. The Greek word for angel means messenger, therefore based on the context it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans, or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. This is the leader of the church of Pergamum. Yeshua refers to him as the messenger and not the leader, because one is the leader, that is Christ. These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Yeshua introduces himself as having the sharp two-edged sword. This is broadsword, similar to a Thracian sword. For the word of God is a sword that separates good and evil. It comes out of Yeshua's mouth first to execute judgment on believers. Then comes to destroy those who come against him.
Revelation 2 verse 13. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth.
I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Yeshua knows the messenger's activities and that he dwells where Satan's throne is. Therefore Pergamum is where Satan dwells and reigns from. He is not limited to this location, but this is the hub from which he moves across the earth. Satan means opposer, adversary, thief, specifically towards God's plan. Therefore the messenger is experiencing a lot of spiritual and physical opposition. Thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. The messenger holds on tight to Yeshua's mission, which is in his name YHWH sets free. He sets them free from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God through the forgiveness of sin, in order to obtain the promises of God. He has not denied Yeshua's faith, meaning he did not deny what Yeshua did. Therefore the messenger continues to tell people what Yeshua did regardless of the objections he receives. Side note, the word name means who they are, their mission. Other examples of where their mission is their name. Abraham's name means father of many nations. Israel means persisted with God and with mankind and has prevailed. Even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. When Antipas was killed amongst them where Satan dwells, the pressure of denial was magnified. This killing was proof of Satan's involvement. This Greek word for slain means put to death physically. Antipas was Yeshua's faithful martyr because he held on to Yeshua's faith and did not deny Yeshua's name even unto death. Side note, based on tradition, Antipas was put to death by being enclosed in a brass bowl, and then the bowl was placed over flames cooking Antipas therein and smoke coming from the nostrils of the brass bowl.
Revelation 2 verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.
But I have a few things against thee. Yeshua has more than one thing against the messenger. Thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. The messenger has people in the gathering who keep the doctrine of Balaam and has not dealt with them. The doctrine of Balaam was a teaching by Balaam to Balak on how to get Israel cursed. Israel was blessed by God. Those who God has blessed, no one can curse unless God curses them. He taught that if Balak could get the people of Israel to sin against God, then God would curse them. Therefore Balak king of Moab had his women marry and entice the Israelites to commit fornication and idolatry, little by little until God's favor lifted and those who died in the plague were 24,000. Similarly, some of those who were part of the messengers gathering at Pergamum are doing the same thing and the messenger is doing nothing about it. To eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. These requirements were already given by the early church to believers, as these new believers might have missed it in the reading of Moses. Yeshua repeats two of the four things that are causing people to stumble: to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. He also warns the messenger of the church of Thyatira. This statement from Yeshua and the early church not to eat things sacrificed to idols seems to contradict Paul's comments on the liberty to eat food sacrificed to idols, which is obviously not true. Therefore do not eat things sacrificed to idols. The term fornication means breaking or altering the authority structure God has put in place, walking away from God, and specifically desiring to submit to gods or practicing those things such as worshiping and giving themselves to them. This includes sexual immorality that is intertwined in these practices, and some include intercourse with animals.
Revelation 2 verse 15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate.
In addition to those who have the doctrine of Balaam, that is, causing people to stumble through eating things sacrificed to idols and committing fornication, some also have the doctrine of Nicolaitans, rooted in idolatry and coveting. Unlike the messenger of the church at Ephesus, this messenger has not seen this as evil and has not responded by stopping it. Yeshua expresses that he hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, in order for the messenger to respond and repent. The Nicolaitans taught freedom to do whatever benefits them, whatever is right in their own eyes. They did not follow God's law. They were free to do whatever and not bound to be righteous as Paul taught. Therefore coveting was encouraged. The early church messengers Irenaeus, Tertullian and Clement of Alexandria spoke about the Nicolaitans. Tertullian mentions that they focus on maintenance of lust and luxury. Clement says, they abandoning themselves to pleasure like goats, as if insulting the body, lead a life of self-indulgence, not knowing that the body is wasted, being by nature subject to dissolution, while their soul is buffed in the mire of vice, following as they do the teaching of pleasure itself, not of the apostolic man.
Revelation 2 verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Yeshua tells the messenger to change his mind. He needs to stop the spread of the doctrine of Balaam and of the Nicolaitans, that is within the gathering the messenger oversees. If the messenger does not respond quickly, Yeshua will come quickly and fight against them that hold or are influenced by this doctrine with the sword of his mouth. This means many will die similar to the Israelites, those of Thyatira and those who come against Yeshua at Armageddon. Side note, Yeshua introduces himself as having the sharp two-edged sword. It is a broadsword, similar to the Thracian sword. For the word of God is a sword that separates good and evil.
Revelation 2 verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden man, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This Greek word for hear is more intentional hearing, such as listen in order to do. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit as he works in the churches to help them. Holy Spirit helps, prepares and conforms them, enabling them to keep his commandments so that they have the right to enter the New Jerusalem to eat from the tree of life. A church is a gathering of Yeshua's believers, also known as the Church of God. A minimum of two believers gathered together constitutes as a church. They can meet in a house, in the city, and believers collectively are known as his church. To him that overcometh will I give of the hidden manna. He that overcomes refers to doing it until the end of their physical lives. Yeshua will give them hidden manna for them to eat. In the time of Moses, the manna was used to humble and sustain the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. This is where they learned to depend on God. However, the hidden manna refers to the manna that was placed into the Ark of the Covenant as a reminder of what God did for them. Yeshua is the true manna that gives those who partake of him eternal life. Therefore, they are not to continue in the doctrines of Balaam or Nicolaitans, which is a false sense of life. Give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. This Greek word stone is the word pebble and is used 3 times in the New Testament, twice in this verse. Those who overcome not only get hidden manna but also a white pebble with a new name written on it. White means belonging to God, cleansed, set apart. In the courts of justice, black pebbles were used for a guilty verdict and white for not guilty verdict, similar to when Paul earlier had condemned the Christians, directly translated, threw down a pebble. Therefore, those who overcome will not be guilty indicated by the white stone. In addition, they will have a new name on it that is only known to them and God.
Revelation 2 verse 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
Thyatira. This is a city of Asia Minor, northern region, southeast of Pergamum, on the south bank of the Lycus River. This is the city where God opened the heart of Lydia to listen to Paul. The angel of the church in Thyatira write. The Greek word for angel means messenger. Therefore, based on the context, it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans, or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. This is the leader of the church of Thyatira. Yeshua refers to him as the messenger and not the leader, because one is the leader, that is Christ. These things saith the Son of God. Yeshua introduces himself to the messenger of Thyatira as the Son of God. He is the Son of the Father. The Son of God has the right to execute judgment in the spiritual realm. Who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Yeshua's eyes were as a flame of fire. Fire is for destroying all wickedness and preserving what is true. One day fire will test everyone's work to see what sort it is. John's description of eyes and feet is similar to what Daniel saw.
Revelation 2 verse 19. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first.
Yeshua knows the messenger's activities and that they are more than at first. He also knows of the messenger's intimate love, that he is serving others, Luke 10 verse 40, and that his patience is founded in Christ and therefore endures suffering at the hands of others. Similar to the messenger of the Ephesus church, except for love, and serving versus excessive effort.
Revelation 2 verse 20. Notwithstanding I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
Notwithstanding I have a few things against thee. Yeshua acknowledges the great progress the messenger has made, but has more than one thing against him. Thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants. Yeshua is against the messenger allowing that woman Jezebel to teach and to seduce his slaves. Yeshua calls her Jezebel, either it is her actual name or this woman is like Jezebel who committed harlotry and idolatry and killed those of God. First of all, the messenger should not be allowing a woman to teach, but a prophetess is allowed to share what God has shared. Even though she calls herself a prophetess, Yeshua implies she is not and has deceived the messenger. She is teaching and seducing his slaves. This Greek word for servants is correctly translated slaves. A slave is one who is in bondage to another, either being purchased or indebted to someone. There is a different Greek word for servant, diakonos, which means voluntarily serving another. Yeshua calls them his slaves because they belong to him, redeemed by his blood through Holy Spirit. To commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Jezebel has been seducing Yeshua's slaves to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. These requirements were already given by the early church to believers, as these new believers might have missed it in the reading of Moses. Yeshua repeats two of the four things that are causing people to stumble: to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. He also warns the messenger of the church of Pergamum. This statement from Yeshua and the early church to not to eat things sacrificed to idols seems to contradict Paul's comments on the liberty to eat food sacrificed to idols, which is obviously not true. Therefore, do not eat things sacrificed to idols. The term fornication means breaking or altering the authority structure God has put in place, walking away from God, and specifically desiring to submit to gods or practicing those things such as worshiping and giving themselves to them. This includes sexual immorality that is intertwined in these practices, and some include intercourse with animals.
Revelation 2 verse 21. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not.
Yeshua has obviously been convicting her, allowing her time to change her mind of her own fornication, and she has not. The term fornication means breaking or altering the authority structure God has put in place, walking away from God. She is also desiring to submit to gods or practicing those things such as worshiping and giving themselves to them. This includes sexual immorality that is intertwined in these practices, and some include intercourse with animals.
Revelation 2 verse 22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds.
Behold, I will cast her into a bed. Yeshua will cast Jezebel into a bed because even though he has given her time to change her mind, she has not. In other words, she will be bedridden, unable to get out of bed. And them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. If those who commit adultery with her, doing those things she does or literally with her, if they do not repent, Yeshua will cast them into a great personal suffering. For example, they will experience destruction of their bodies, suffer from hunger, etc. Yeshua is telling the messenger this so that he will not be surprised when this happens and will know the reason. Yeshua gives a way of escape: if they change their mind of the deeds and do what is good, then this will not come to pass.
Revelation 2 verse 23. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
I will kill her children with death. Yeshua will kill her children with death. Some commentaries use Ezekiel 23 to indicate that her children are her spiritual children. It is possible, but it is more likely her actual children, as Jezebel is an actual woman. Yeshua will kill her children with death. With death is known as a plague or pestilence. Those of the church of Thyatira who are swayed by her will easily identify the judgment of God when they see this uncommon and untimely plague or pestilence that kills her children. Side note, death could also have a spiritual meaning, as death also means separation from God for eternity. Side note 2, some may argue saying, what about the sins of the father should not be imputed on their children, thereby the sins of the mother would not be imputed either? Besides the impact of sin from Adam impacting all, it is true that if the children repent and do not follow after the folly of their parents but keep the commandments of God, then they will not receive the punishment from God. Therefore the children are probably involved in her sin. All churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. This judgment will be so impactful that all the gatherings will know that Yeshua searches the kidneys and the hearts and will give to everyone according to their activities. Similar to the early church in Jerusalem, where the death of Ananias and Sapphira resulted in great fear upon the church.
Revelation 2 verse 24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden.
Now Yeshua is addressing the messenger and the rest in Thyatira. He excludes Jezebel, her children, and those who hold to her instruction, for they have been intimate with Satan by exploring, trying, participating and doing evil practices, then boasting in this fact. Side note, similar to the trap Satan has used today through others, How do you know this movie, game, or book is evil unless you watched, played, or read it? This is a trap Satan sets for the people of God, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. People of God do not need to drink poison to know it is poison. Neither do they need to experience Satan in order to set people free from bondage. All they need is Yeshua. Paul confirms this, "Yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. I will put upon you none other burden." Yeshua will put no other burden on them than to stay away from Jezebel and her teaching.
Revelation 2 verse 25. But that which ye have already hold fast till I come.
What they have is listed in Revelation 2 verse 19, they are to hold fast until Yeshua comes. The message of holding on with strength was also given to the disciples and to the messenger of the church in Philadelphia.
Revelation 2 verse 26. And he that overcometh, and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
He that overcomes refers to doing it until the end of their physical lives. And keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. This Greek word keep means to guard and obey. Nations are those who are denoted by national boundaries, customs, and laws. Yeshua will give them authority exousia over the nations to those who keep Yeshua's activities until they die. Yeshua's activities include taking care of those in need, setting the captives free, sharing and obeying what Yeshua taught.
Revelation 2 verse 27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
Iron is one of the strongest substances used in the scripture to describe something unbreakable and unmovable. Those who meet the conditions will rule the nations with a rod of iron, not ignoring those who seduce others but breaking them as the vessel of a potter is broken in pieces. Even as I received of my Father. This is what Yeshua has received from his Father. He will start with those who come against him at the end of the 7-year world tribulation period.
Revelation 2 verse 28. And I will give him the morning star.
The morning star is mentioned twice. Yeshua has the authority to give the morning star to those who meet the conditions. Yeshua is the bright and morning star. All believers today are betrothed to Christ, but one day at the marriage supper will be married to him. Therefore, this could be in reference to giving himself, morning star, to them. Side note, some have said that the Hebrew word halal in Isaiah 14:12 is translated Lucifer can also be translated morning star. This is incorrect as the direct translation of the Hebrew would be day star, not dawn star or morning star. In Job 38 verse 7, morning stars refer to actual stars in the sky singing.
Revelation 2 verse 29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
This Greek word for hear is more intentional hearing, such as listen in order to do. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit as he works in the churches to help them. Holy Spirit helps, prepares and conforms them, enabling them to keep his commandments so that they have the right to enter the New Jerusalem to eat from the tree of life. A church is a gathering of Yeshua's believers, also known as the Church of God. A minimum of 2 believers gathered together constitutes as a church. They can meet in a house, and believers collectively are known as his church, his body.
Don't forget to subscribe.